This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. We're kicking off another week of fun and excitement. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have lots of stuff. It's all free. The bulletin board system is there with over, I think, 77,000 posts for you to surf around through. Well over 1,150 people interacting. Totally free. freetalklive.com. Serious issues, as well as fun stuff, all there. freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org.
That's right, freestateproject.org. So, as always, we've got a full plate of stuff. I got a bunch of emails, bunch of show prep. I'm not sure where to start, so that's why I'm going to go to you, Torgo. Where are we starting tonight?
We're starting in Pennsylvania, I believe.
All right.
In Philadelphia, this story of a poor, poor woman. She was diagnosed with cancer and AIDS in the early 1990s. So 13, 14 years ago is when this happened.
Okay.
Shocking.
Yeah,
cancer and AIDS.
Cancer and AIDS. And
nice.
She was given 2 years to live. I don't know how nice that is.
I was being facetious.
Okay.
Sarcastic, well, nice.
She was given 2 years to live.
Okay.
Well, she's still very much alive today.
Good for her.
She's in good general health, which is good. The medicines and treatments and stuff like that have kept her feeling well, so she's doing good for herself. However, there are some people who aren't too happy about the fact that she's still alive.
Well, who couldn't be happy? I mean, her family must be elated, her friends and coworkers, and
people want
her dead.
This would be the beneficiary of her life insurance policy. Well, now
they're bloodthirsty, aren't they?
Only because they're losing money every day that she's alive. Here's what ended up happening. This woman struck a deal with a company called Life Partners. And Life Partners, had she died on time, would have made $60,000 $60,000 profit on a $90,000 wager.
Okay.
So, you know, 66% return on their investment.
That's pretty nice.
However, instead, the company that expected to make a profit on her life insurance policy wound up spending $100,000 more just to keep her alive.
Mm.
Here's what ended up happening. Where did the description go? Okay, here it is. In 1994, Smith sold her $150,000 life insurance policy to Life Partners, Inc. For $90,000.
Yeah,
so,
just before you go on here, I'm just curious about how this business goes about acquiring clients. I mean, do they have doctors that call them up when they give someone a critical diagnosis?
And they probably advertise.
They probably advertise.
You're going to die monthly? I don't want to.
They might also have relationships with medical professionals who say something like, you know, the doctor has to deliver the news that she's only got 2 years to live.
Sure.
And, you know, probably lets her know what her options are and lets her know about companies like this.
I see. Okay.
So, here's the deal. Life Partners paid this woman, whose name is not given in the article, paid this woman $90,000 cash to become the beneficiary of her $150,000 life insurance policy.
Because they figured, basically what they're kind of, it's almost like a death, what's that game that you play when you bet on people?
Deadpool?
Yeah, like a little Deadpool, in a way. They're betting.
Or Deathpool, yeah.
They're betting that this particular woman is going to indeed die within the 2 years. In fact, they're keeping their fingers crossed and hoping that she dies sooner rather than later. But it's based on what? What the doctor says? And they could be totally wrong.
Right. That's true. Well, when this happened, though, this was in 1992. So this was when just about anybody who got AIDS didn't live very long.
Good point.
And she had cancer on top of it. So it just, you know, her body wasn't fighting off anything, and then there was also cancer. But, so what this company did is they gave her $90,000 to become the beneficiary of her $150,000 life insurance policy. So when she died, they'd get the $150,000. They gave her $90,000 to live on comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
And they also entered into an agreement to pay her health insurance and life insurance premiums for as long as she continued to live.
Wow, that's a pretty sweet deal.
Right. Now, they were expecting to pay about $5,000, $5,500 in insurance premiums and stuff like that.
Okay.
In addition to the $90,000 they gave her. Well, she now has lived an additional 11, 12 years on top of what she was expecting to live.
I see.
They're contractually obligated to continue to pay all of her premiums.
So they're into her for another 60 grand right there.
Yeah, for as long as she continues to live. And now they're suing her for not dying when she said she was going to.
That's outrageous.
Yeah.
Outrageous.
They're suing her in the state civil court in Pennsylvania, or no, I'm sorry, in New Jersey. In New Jersey, they're suing her.
I would laugh them right out of the courtroom if I was that judge.
I mean, yeah,
what is their case?
I don't know.
They signed the agreement.
They did.
They
sign,
wrote it.
They did sign the agreement, but it's very possible that the agreement might be worded stating that she is expected to die, you know, within 2 years. Who knows?
Well, if that was the case, they would have stopped payment.
Oh my God!
It couldn't be. I mean, if the agreement said you're expected to die within 2 years, we'll let you go another three. If you just don't have, I mean, if they had some sort of stipulation like that, they would have sent her a letter after 5 years and said, well, you're still alive. Looks like your contract has been severed at this point. So they're bad. They should have put something like that in there. Live and learn, guys.
Yeah. Oh, man. Sorry. She won the lotto.
So I'm interested to see what happens, though, because
sure. If
things get ruled in favor of this company, that sets a legal precedent that I just don't want. I can't even imagine what that's going to be used for as the foundation for other cases.
Yeah, if you were to rule in favor of that company, that would mean that they could, what, rewrite their contract at any old time they wanted to? I don't understand how this could possibly be successful. So definitely something worth keeping an eye on here. I mean, that's just nutty. 800-259-5791 if you've got thoughts on that. Actually, the first time I've ever heard of anything like that, buying out a life insurance policy like that. That's
me either.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm being handed breaking news at the time that...
I see this breaking news as well, and I don't want to talk about it yet because I want to make sure we can scan through it.
I don't want to talk about it yet either, but I was right in the middle of talking about it. I saw breaking news. I thought it might be something related to what we were talking about, and it wasn't.
Nor does it really look that breaking. It has something to do with abortion. I don't even know. I mean, that scares me away right off the bat.
Well, there you go. What happens if a woman has an abortion and, you know... Never mind, I couldn't even go anywhere with that. I was going to try and tie it in. I was like, oh, wait, no, I got nothing. I'm useless. I was like, what if a woman has an abortion and the fetus doesn't die, you know, somehow, as it gets sucked out? No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. So if you've got thoughts on this issue with the contract, 800-259-5791. As I see it, these guys wrote the contract, they signed the contract, and the chick lucked out.
Yeah, I'd say so, too.
Right, I mean, it's a morbidly awful thing. It's just, I can't even imagine suing someone for living too long. Just, we were poised to make money off of your death, and you didn't die. We have a contract here that's based on you being dead. It's just awful.
And
awful.
At this point, they've pretty much broken even. I mean, after it was a $150,000 life insurance policy, they gave her 90. That left them 60 grand left. She's lived an extra 10 or 11 years at $5,000 a year.
Yeah, but the cost of her insurance premiums have gone way up because she's continuing to live.
Oh.
Her insurance costs are now about, from $5,000 a year, have jumped up to about $26,000.
Oh, minor detail there. Yeah, well, that didn't come out before.
Yeah, I apologize.
Oh, that's... Ooh. I see where their motivation is. Now
right.
They're freaking out. Their overhead's going crazy.
Yeah, because they're, you know... If it just stays level at 26 and doesn't go up any further, it's going to be at $26,000 a year until she dies, and they're contractually obligated to pay it.
I mean, if these guys can't keep getting new clients in the door, then they might go out of business. I mean, I don't know how many clients these people get every year.
But the guy...
I mean, how many could they get?
I don't even know. But the guy who wants the contract nullified for the company says that, well, up at this point, we've just continued to pay her bills as an act of goodwill, not out of obligation.
If they went out of business, then they wouldn't have to pay the bills, right?
That's possible.
Maybe you should just go out of business and start another business. 800-259-5791, this is your show. You take control. We're going to investigate this so-called breaking news. We might break it to you coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Here's your chance for your business to get discovered free. That's right, free. The Genesis Communications Radio Network is holding a contest for 2 weeks of free advertising for any new company looking to get national and global exposure. Simply call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332, and request a GCN Media Kit. You will then be automatically entered to win one of three campaign packages to run for 2 weeks free on GCN's AM and FM affiliates, live internet streams, and shortwave radio. We are so confident that advertising on GCN works that we are giving away 2 weeks of advertising free to prove it. Your campaign will include numerous 60-second commercials, a web banner on GCNlive.com, and production of your commercial if needed. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332. Call now. Contest open to any business requesting media kit by phone. No purchase necessary to win. Not open to current GCN sponsors. Odds of winning are dependent on number of entries. Contest ends 1/31/06.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there with two brand new additions to the Shrine. You can go to freetalklive.com. You'll see them right there on the front page. And, of course, the link will take you to the Shrine, where you'll see dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo, which means that they have actually taken a photo specifically for Free Talk Live, and in the photo, they're actually proving that they listen to the show. We have Katrina, and it's so interesting, the variety of women that we have on the Shrine. Our two newest ones, for instance, Katrina, who's 16 years old. She's
kinda cute.
High school student.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Joy, who's in her 30s. She's a mom. So, I mean, just a variety.
Not bad looking either.
A variety of ladies. It's not a beauty contest.
No,
though,
it's not.
Which,
but I just happen to be, you know.
You're just commenting.
Stating my opinion.
Being okay, well, then who are the ugly ones?
Stop it.
Stop it.
Well, no, if you feel like you need to state an opinion when they're good looking, every once in a while you should just, when Ian says, oh, we got a new Shriner, you should just go, ugh. Well, you know, thank you.
Is all you have to do is go to the
they're all beautiful on the inside.
Yes, they are.
Is all you have to do is go to the on-air personalities page, and you can see a picture of Torgo if you want to see ugly people.
Thanks. I was a cute child. Thank you very much.
It is a cute
I was
picture.
Very cute in that picture. The only thing is it looks like I'm eating an ashtray. That's the only thing that's weird about that picture.
This, you probably were.
That was when I was much younger.
Oh, okay. All of our pictures are of us from about 4, and so, yeah. We were all adorable then.
Anyway, so visit the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. All right, well, Johnson sent us this article here, and we did sell it before the break, so we probably should talk about it. It's this anti-abortion thing. Apparently, George Bush has told opponents of abortion that their views would eventually prevail. So he's now making a prediction, George Bush is. He thinks that something's going to happen in the future of his administration that will help the opponents
just
of abortion.
Just the future. It doesn't say during his administration.
Right. True. Well,
when else would it be, right?
He's already taken a couple major first steps, like maybe his two most recent appointments to the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Major steps.
So basically, he's talking about possibly overturning Roe versus Wade.
I'm sure that he would love to.
And I don't know. Should we even read these quotes here? It's just gobbledygook. He just spews off.
It is
after
all our president.
Why don't you read one of his quotes, Torgo?
We, of course, seek common ground where possible. We're working to persuade.
We want the other people to agree with us.
We're working to persuade more of our fellow Americans to the rightness of our cause.
Yeah, I don't know if I common ground, I don't know if I exactly see that.
Why is it that
persuasion
I don't believe...
certainly is the right way to go about it.
But Waco, he's not going to...
He's not going to persuade any damn body.
No, he gets the chance to pass a law. There's no persuasion involved there.
I will persuade them with my might and my authority.
Yeah. Yes, that's what he'll persuade them with.
Crushing,
brutal power of the state is what he's going to persuade them with.
When I am king of America, I will make the rules that no babies can be killed unless they are being killed to feed me.
Or to appease me.
It's interesting.
Actually, with George Bush, it would be, you know, probably black and Jew babies. And other than that, you know, he'd be okay with the rest of us.
He hasn't had any indication that the man's a bigot. I mean, he has equally killed our soldiers in Iraq.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I don't know. I could very easily see it coming from him, though.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
that's true.
That's just you making it up.
No, that's not just me making it up.
Like what?
Okay, a lot of the things that he seems to be in favor for and a lot of the personality that he puts forth, I can very closely equate to several people that I know personally who are also large, racist, bigot, awful people.
It wouldn't surprise
me. Those people didn't go to Harvard and Yale.
Wait a minute.
Just because you went to Yale doesn't mean you're not a racist?
Yeah, the more educated you are, the better chance you have of being not a racist. Yes.
I don't agree with that. There are plenty of racists out there that consider themselves educated because they've read all kinds of books that say, well, there's a bell curve and blacks are inferior, and they've read all kinds of stuff that says that. It's scientifically proven. We've had them make those claims on the show before.
One can believe that in particular fact.
You can be an educated person and educate yourself to your side, and that's it. And not learn anything else about the opposition.
I bet there's a Harvard chapter of the KKK.
Seems like a bit of a jump in logic to me. That's all I'm saying.
It might very well be, but no one ever said that I had to be logical.
You know, regardless of how you feel about abortion, and it is a very emotional issue, persuasion is the right way to approach it. If you believe that there should not be anybody having abortions, then persuade like crazy. Buy some television ads that are very emotional. You know, buy some radio advertisements. Buy a bunch of... do something. Have some sort of a public relations campaign to push your point of view. But if you want to solve this problem through legislation, you're going to find that there's going to be some big problems with that. Because what you're talking about, in essence, is prohibiting abortion.
Right.
You're talking about prohibiting somebody doing something with their own body, and we've seen that prohibition doesn't work, whether it's prohibition of alcohol, prohibition of drugs. I mean, what are you going to...
Or prohibition of abortion, even.
Or prohibition
Because
of abortion.
Abortion wasn't legal for a time.
And people were...
And they still did it.
They still did it, just
and
like...
People were dying.
Right, exactly. So, that's great. They outlaw abortion. All he's going to do is just send things back to the way it was, you know, in the late 60s, with people getting their back-alley abortions.
Making it more dangerous, making it more, more risky. And I guess the abortion opponents could simply say they don't care. Like, they don't care about those women that are seeking those back-alley abortions. They deserve to be taking that risk. They could say that.
They're killing their child.
They deserve to die themselves if they're going to kill their... Okay, great. So, that's fine. If they're going to throw away one life, you're willing to just throw away both lives. Good. Good
for
you.
A life is obviously not that important for them.
Right. I thought every life was special and every life was important. But if someone's going to have an abortion, their life is meaningless. Might as well go ahead and get rid of two, three. Hell, kill their whole family. Everyone they've ever met or spoken to. Ugh.
Now we've done it. In fact, I'm going to put this abortion thing on hold because Richard's on the line. We need to allow him to take control of the show. Richard in Australia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Because we've opened the floodgates at this point. We've got to get you in before these abortion calls, Richard.
Okay, no worries. G'day, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Just wanted to have a quick call about the Australia card, our proposed national ID card, and just give
Not you guys, too.
Yeah, but let me have a listen to these four comments from Philip Ruddock, who's one of the government bigwigs. July 12th last year, he said, properly identifying Australians was the first step towards creating a national ID card, but promised the government had no plans to do so. January 16 this year, he announced an inquiry into the card and said, now is not whether an ID card should be introduced, but what information it should contain. January 20, he's now talking about what biometric details, such as fingerprints or photographs, should be on it. And now he's saying that the debate is less about whether we need an ID card and more how to protect the data on the card and who would be allowed access to it.
All I can say is resist and refuse, Richard. Resist and refuse. I know that in the United Kingdom, they're probably moving along about as... I think probably faster than anyone else towards a national ID card. It's pretty much the UK, now Australia, I didn't realize that until now, but Australia and the United States. And there's a large movement, and I don't know what their website is, I don't recall it, it was given one time on the air. There's a movement over there in the UK of people that are signing up to refuse to accept the national ID card.
Okay, all right. Well, look, I'll have a look at that. I just thought you'd be interested in those four quotes.
Well, we're glad to know that, I'm not glad to know any of that, but thanks for the call, Richard. Best of luck in fighting this, because it definitely deserves to be fought. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. All right, well, we've opened the floodgates now, and Adam's on the line in Maryland. We've got another call on hold. We'll find out what that's all about. And abortion in America, it's a hot issue. Can't deny it.
Sure it is.
800-259-5791. This is your show. You can still bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Let's see. Dream budget for the new year. Vacation, $5,000. New house, $200,000. Used car, $35 million. Wow. Wake up and smell the coffee. Because when I race back, I'll tell you which previously driven car is so expensive.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all schedule maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Got a few extra bucks to buy a new car for the new year? Well, you'll need 35 million of them to buy a used Formula One racer.
Formula Ones are so expensive because 100 engineers collaborate and build a new race car for team drivers every year from scratch. Not one piece is reused, as each car's design is tweaked for aerodynamics and speed increases. These high-tech vehicles, which weigh a mere 1,200 pounds and go from 0 to 100 miles an hour in 5 seconds, run only 17 races before being put on the auction block. Any takers for a slightly used $35 million car? I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives. The last several days, actually the last several months of the show, are right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. And we got some exciting things coming up for the archives, by the way. Some changes coming. I mean, we've already made a few changes within the past week. We've changed it from multiple files per show to just one file per show. We have brought back the dial-up feed, so for those of you that were fretting because it was gone for a couple of days, now you can still get the dial-up version of the show. That's there for you. For those of you who don't like to wait.
See, Ian and Manwich have been talking, and so here's the new plan for the archives. After tonight, no more archives at all. They're just gone. Unless you come here and give us all hugs.
No, that's not.
Archives for hugs. That's the new plan.
But no, the archives are there, and they are free, months of them. And we're going to be coming up with a cool little... I don't even want to talk about what it is, because it's pretty cool. Should I talk about what it is? Because somebody might find it.
The archives are going to make you dinner.
We're going to make it so you can comment.
We're
going to make it so you can comment and do a whole lot more on the archives. So I can't go farther.
We're just opening the website wide open. Everybody can change everything. The whole website.
We are going to do that.
freetalklive.com. You can post. You can change the Shriner pictures out. Everything.
No, not quite. But it will be pretty freeform.
I'll be changed to pictures of Ian's dog.
It'll be pretty freeform, and it'll be cool. And the amplifiers know what we're talking about because they've got early access to it. All right, freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to Adam in Maryland. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian.
That's the worst sell ever.
Torgo and Manwin.
Hey, guys. I'll give you a hug for the archives.
Awesome.
All right, I want to make a few points about this abortion thing.
Yes, sir.
Please.
First, I'd like to say happy anniversary for civil and women's rights.
Okay.
Today?
Yeah.
Today's the anniversary?
The 33.
It was yesterday, but all the protests were happening today.
Okay.
What are they protesting? They want more rights?
Demonstrations.
They're pro-lifers protesting against abortion.
Oh,
I see.
You guys know about that?
Yesterday was the 33-year anniversary of the
Roe v. Wade decision
in the Roe v. Wade case. Yeah.
Yes. That's right.
Got it.
Okay. You guys heard about the Arizona law that's up in the committee about requiring doctors to tell women who are seeking abortions that their fetuses could experience pain even if the women receive pain medication?
No, I haven't heard about that.
Okay, that was happening last Wednesday. Now, the new thing is Indiana, Ohio, and South Dakota are going for statewide bans on abortion in hopes that they'll eventually win approval from a reconfigured, more conservative Supreme Court.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see. That's not good. Not good at all.
And it all goes back to what you guys have been talking about on the show all the time, which is, you know, these legislatures just making these laws up, and then, you know, it takes years to go to the Supreme Court.
Right.
And I had a question for you. I don't know, maybe you'll know the answer, or maybe some lawyer or something can call up. Is there any legal repercussion for lawmakers who make illegal laws?
No, of course not.
They're
totally immune. They have sovereign immunity. It doesn't matter what they write.
But isn't that just for suing them?
No, I've never heard of anything like that. Absolutely not. I mean, they could make a law that says they lop off the heads of every person with brown eyes in the town square.
I mean,
until it was repealed, then that's what would be done, and the lawmakers would suffer not a bit.
Right.
Think about the Jim Crow laws, for instance.
Or, for example, in Denver, you know, the legalization of being able to possess a certain amount of marijuana and stuff like that. That law says that it's legal to do in that area of Colorado. However, it's against state and federal law. So technically that law is illegal, but the people who passed it aren't going to prison. They're not getting sued. Nothing's happening to them. They can pass whatever they want.
That wasn't passed by legislators in that particular case. It was a referendum.
Well, usually the referendum has to go through some official hands.
There has to be a bill that will then be turned into a law. The vote was just to whether or not the citizens agreed with it as well.
I see.
Yeah, so, I doubt they make a law saying, you know, they'll put themselves in jail.
Of course, exactly. I mean, it doesn't matter what they write. There's no accountability whatsoever, whether it be Washington, D.C., or your state government. There's never accountability. And the worst thing that could ever happen to a politician is that he might get censured or impeached, which means, you know, at the worst of the worst is he'd lose his job. Worst of the worst, and that rarely ever happens.
All right, I want to read you guys a sick quote that I saw about the Ohio ban.
All right, get sick.
It is time to return the abortion issue to the states.
You know, I just can't see how the abortion issue has to do with state legislator. I mean, this is one of those cases where Republicans who, you know, are all about states' rights get all confused. It's a right to life issue. It's an issue about life. So that's where the federal government comes in. So they've made a decision. It's a federal decision.
Really, the legislation regarding abortion just shouldn't exist either way. There should be no legislation regarding abortion.
I agree. There shouldn't be any governmental funding of abortions, nor should there be governmental prohibition of abortions. Adam, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Yeah, on another topic, just I was looking at handguns the other day, and you had to be rich, basically, in order to get a carry permit in Maryland. It's sick.
Yeah, we've actually got some stuff about guns we're going to be getting into here in a little bit.
Good point. Adam, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Now, since we're talking about handguns and doctors, you've got something, don't you, Mailwich?
Yep, it's an email sent to me by my friend Parker. It's just very short, and I don't, you know, none of these numbers are verified in any capacity,
okay,
but it's very interesting. The number of physicians in the U.S. is 700,000. Accidental deaths caused by physicians per year are 120,000. Accidental deaths per physician, that's 1.71.
Right.
Statistics courtesy of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Now, think about this. Gun owners.
Wait a minute. Hold on. That's not right. That's not correct at all. How many physicians?
700,000.
How many physician caused? How many deaths caused by physicians?
120,000 per year.
Yeah, which means there is not. The ratio is less than one per doctor.
Less than
one. 1/7.
Point.
Okay, you didn't.
One,
okay, you
oh,
said
seven,
that. You said 1.71.
Excuse me.
And I was like, hold on, no, that's like a little over a million deaths a year.
So basically, it means out of every seven doctors, one of those seven has killed somebody.
Is that
right?
Okay,
as I understand it.
Yeah,
roughly
every six. Yeah.
Right. No, 0.171. So
yes.
I mean, that's 1/100, 1/10 of individuals.
You said 100,000 people have died.
It's more than a tenth because it's 0.17. It's almost 2/10, almost 1/5. So it's one out of every six doctors is responsible on average for one death a year.
Okay.
Moving on.
Now think about this. Gun owners. The number of gun owners in the U.S. is 80 million. The number of accidental gun deaths per year, all age groups, that's including the kids,
yeah,
you know, pulling out the gun and smoking their friend or themselves, is...
I remember that. PSA, it was so bad. A little kid, look what I got. He pulls the gun out of his dad's drawer and he's spinning it on his finger, falls on the floor and shoots his friend. So good.
Number of accidental gun deaths per year, 1,500. That's the number of accidental gun deaths per year is 0.000188. Statistically, doctors are approximately 9,000 times more dangerous than gun owners.
So are you suggesting we should outlaw doctors?
Remember, guns don't kill people. Doctors do.
Yeah, well, you know, you also have to have a license to be a doctor, so. It's like you have to have a license for a gun, so it works.
You don't have to have a license for a gun.
Not everybody has.
You don't have to have a license to give somebody prescription drugs.
800-259-5791. I say support the underground economy as much as possible. 800-259-5791. Luke's on the line. He wants to talk about abortion. Joe wants to talk about the FCC. Your call's about anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEEN market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got updates whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know it first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Luke in North Carolina. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey there. I have a bit of an objection to your last caller and Manwich's apparent agreement with him about how abortion is not a state's right issue.
Object away.
Okay, here's the problem. It's, in my opinion, if you are a libertarian...
And I am.
Right. You cannot support a national policy on abortion.
And why is that?
Okay, because the larger unit of government... Okay, right now you're happy because abortion is legal nationally, okay? But what happens when all of a sudden that policy changes and abortion is illegal throughout the whole country? Wouldn't you rather have individual states making up their own mind
I agree with Luke.
I agree with Luke.
Yeah.
I'd rather have an individual state making up its own mind if the policy was to make it illegal, but I really do believe that it's a human rights issue and should therefore be handled by the Constitution.
And what is which part of Article 1, Section 8 says that the federal government should be able to make laws regarding abortion?
None of them, but it is there to protect life, liberty, and property.
That's actually the Declaration of Independence.
No, that's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life, liberty, and property are mentioned in the Fifth Amendment.
Okay. I don't want to get into that. Okay.
That's the truth. There's nothing to get into about it.
There is, actually.
Look, it's property. I own my body.
Okay,
the women own their bodies. They should be allowed to make the decision.
But no state should be allowed
to override that.
You're correct only because of the 14th Amendment. When the Bill of Rights was originally passed, it only restricted what the federal government could do to take away people's rights.
Okay.
States could have their own established religions if they wanted, and they did in many cases. But obviously none of us want that.
No.
But
none of us do, that's for sure.
One more issue that I'd like to bring up is Ian is the only one who's consistent on this. And let me explain why. Okay? Most of the time, all you other guys, Manwich, Torgo, the whole crew.
Okay, what did we do wrong?
Torgo's not even here enough to be inconsistent. Go ahead.
I'm just pointing out a consistency problem.
Okay.
You guys generally believe that we should have more freedom, but we need just a little bit of government, you know, because we can't live without it. But then, on this abortion issue, all of a sudden you switch and you say, no, we shouldn't have laws because laws don't work anyway.
Now,
that sounds like something Ian would say.
We shouldn't.
Now, I never made the claim, because I'm the one who said, well, there shouldn't be any legislation at all. Well, I was referring to this specific issue. There are places in life where I feel there is a need for some sort of regulation. Abortion is not one of those places.
And
I never have often
called for deregulating, taking the regulations off of business, and why would taking the regulations off of abortion be any different?
That all depends on your view. If you view the fetus as a person, then obviously that would be violating.
Well, person is probably not the right term. Person kind of distinguishes somebody who thinks for themselves and those kind of things. But a human life, certainly people can agree with that.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Luke, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks.
800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. I agree. The federal government doesn't need to be involved in this at all. Right. I don't think any government needs to be involved in it at all.
I agree. Okay, fine. I mean, but if Utah wants to do it, it'll just keep me out of Utah.
Yeah, that's true, but I'm with you on that.
I disagree. I think that it should be constitutional.
If Utah wants to have a ban on abortion, let them have it. Let them have it, and it'll just drive everybody out of the state that doesn't agree with that, and everybody who agrees with that can go and party in Utah. They can go and have all their babies like that they want to. It's baby Tom! Unwanted Babyville! Well, they'd all be very wanted.
I guess so. 800-259-5791. All right, let's go to Joe in Oregon. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Yo, dudes.
Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, dude.
I have to agree on it should be a state issue, but it does get a little convoluted. But anyways, what are your thoughts on the existence of the FCC in regards to maintaining separate frequencies and stuff?
Totally unnecessary.
I can't make that agreement. I've never been able to make that agreement. I think that I don't have enough faith in the general population to stay off of other people's frequencies. And so what's going to end up happening, what I could see happening, is all of a sudden things are completely deregulated. Anybody can broadcast on any frequency at any time.
Yeah.
All of a sudden radio stations start broadcasting 250,000 watt, million watt, 1.21 gigawatt signals. And they're broadcasting all across the country. Everybody's got to keep cranking their transmitters.
Somebody's got to pay for that water. No. I understand where you're coming from, and I used to share that same
opinion.
People
are just going to step on each other all over the place.
But it's all about
who buys the bigger flamethrower.
What makes more sense? There is no reason why somebody who in the middle of Wyoming shouldn't have a 300,000 watt FM signal. There's no reason. I mean, they'd service some people. They'd actually get a couple of listeners then.
I think putting a 100,000 watt limitation on an FM station across the board is silly.
I
I think it's ludicrous to suggest.
That's the problem with having the FCC.
Joe, we're going to keep discussing this. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. I think it's ludicrous to suggest that the marketplace can't handle frequency allocation, that we have to have some centrally controlled bureaucracy to do that.
Or that the court system can't handle it.
All right. More on the way. This is your show. You take control. Abortion, FCC, whatever's on your mind. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with
you. And Torgo.
And Manwich.
So then, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff there. It's all free live streaming, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both free, freetalklive.com. So to get back into the FCC issue that Joe brought up a moment ago, I think that it's totally something that the marketplace can handle. If you look at, and Torgo, as a computer geek, you should know, you should realize that, I mean, for instance, USB, the USB port is
yes.
something that a group, a consortium of different interested people came up with in order so that different computer devices could all have the same connector on them.
You're right. And the people that came up with the USB make money for every USB device that gets sold everywhere in the world.
Yes, that's true.
And also, you can't disrupt, you know, a given person can't just go ahead and disrupt USB ports working.
Yeah.
Like somebody who's
I just am using that as an example of the marketplace coming up with standards, the marketplace, different businesses being able to agree with one another. And right now, and sometimes they can't agree. For instance, there's a new DVD technology coming out, HD DVD versus Blu-ray. Sometimes they don't agree, and they compete in the marketplace to find out which method is better. But there's plenty of spectrum out there. And to suggest that people would just be powering up transmitters all over the place is ludicrous, because you'd have to have listeners in order to want to power up a transmitter.
But see, here's the thing. If there was a standard range of frequencies that were used, let's say, for example, people did agree on a standard. They agreed that radio would be broadcast on a standard range of frequencies from, 88.1 to 107.9.
Okay.
That's the frequency range they're going to broadcast on. So that's what radios are sold with, because that's the standard. Now that standard's in place, anybody can just take their transmitter and crank it up can buy a big enough transmitter or build a big enough transmitter, if they want to put the money into it, to broadcast nationwide and just stomp on everybody else.
You couldn't possibly pump out enough watts on FM.
Maybe not nationwide, but you know what I mean. Just a huge number.
You could do it on AM.
Yes, you could. You could definitely stomp all over anybody else who wanted to do the same thing in the area, unless they were going to buy a bigger transmitter.
Now,
and there's nothing to stop anybody.
Absolutely true. That could happen. But I think that in the case of homesteading, that one could homestead a position on the dial the same way one homesteads a piece of land. Mm-hmm. Now, you really don't homestead things in America anymore, but there's certainly legal precedent for doing so. It would be difficult to imagine that a court would say, no, big rock and roll station in the middle of town doesn't have the right to that signal that they've been broadcasting on unhindered. They don't have the right to that. I just can't see how...
Now, are we talking about in our current system where courts have some sort of power, or are we talking about an Ian's Freaktopian society where courts are just kind of...
We're talking about the somewhat of a powerful
court. You can't really expect me to ever talk in any good light about Ian's...
No, of course not. He's talking about a government court system.
Okay.
Now, would you agree that the government court system could replace the FCC with homesteading?
Absolutely, but that would put some sort of a... Still, that would put some sort of a federal or... some sort of a... authority over what can take place.
But no bureaucracy where one has to wait 2 years and spend $300,000 to get a signal in the middle of God knows nowhere for 1,000 watts for an AM.
The FCC is the worst.
It's just a stupid bureaucracy.
They'll just lock it off.
Yeah.
They'll say, oh, sorry, we're not accepting applications right now.
I mean, you can be in the middle of Montana and the Badlands, South Dakota, someplace where there's no radio signals at all, and they won't let you have one.
I definitely do not agree with the FCC in its current state, but I agree with a mandated system.
I'd be interested in hearing some other free market suggestions or solutions to the broadcast spectrum situation. 800-259-5791. Mark's on the line about abortion. Oh boy, hour number two is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Here's your...